This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Layla Weighs In or downloading this podcast here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Layla Mutin, MSRD, CDN. I'm the nutritionist at the Hoffman Center. For those of you who may be downloading this podcast for the first time, I give a weekly podcast. It's generally up on the drhoffman.com website by Fridays, although that can change from time to time. And I invite you to email me with your questions and any topics of interest relating to nutrition and health and wellness to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Well, I have to tell you, on this topic, it's an article in the New York Times about vitamin D titled, Why Are So Many People Popping Vitamin D? This is by Gina Collada on April 10. I know I'm a little bit late to the party. However, it's worth talking about this article because there's a lot of misinformation here, which is unfortunate. So, and this is not the first time that we've had these kind of problems with the press, and of course, there's an agenda, and it has to do with advertisers and so forth and so on, but let me get to the point here. So, Gina Collada writes that, why are so many people popping vitamin D? She says there was no reason for patients to receive vitamin D tests. They don't have osteoporosis. Their bones were not cracking from a lack of the vitamin. Yet, in a recent sample of 800,000 patients in Maine, nearly one in five had had at least one blood test for blood levels of vitamin D over a three-year period. And more than a third got two or more test results, often to evaluate such ill-defined complaints as malaise or fatigue. So, and the researchers who gathered this data were surprised. Millions of people are popping supplements in the belief, she says, that vitamin D can help turn back depression, fatigue, muscle weakness, even heart disease or cancer. In fact, there's never been widely accepted evidence that vitamin D is helpful in preventing or treating any of those conditions. Ladies and gentlemen, this is misinformation. There is widely accepted evidence that vitamin D may be helpful in preventing any and all of these conditions. Why is this being written up? This is not news. Doctors need to be paying attention to the science. And as long as maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when I used to give lectures regularly here at the Hoffman Center, and one of them was on vitamin D, even researchers from Harvard, amongst other scientific experts, condemn the current recommendations, not just from the Institute of Medicine, but the Food and Nutrition Board, that the recommendations offend the most basic principles of pharmacology and toxicology, leading us to conclude that the current official guidelines and limitations for vitamin D intakes are scientifically indefensible. This is what the IOM says you should take. Oh, maybe 700 IU of vitamin D. Maybe 400 IU. You may find that in your current multi. Well, we in the know that the Institute of Medicine, the IOM, is wrong. Why is this being written about in New York Times? It's unfortunate. So, the article goes on to say that a lot of clinicians are acting like there is a pandemic of vitamin D deficiency. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there kind of is. And especially if you live in the Northeast, north of Atlanta, especially during the months of between October and April, we're not getting nearly enough UVB rays to get vitamin D, and it's cold out. Right? So, well, here's some of the arguments they make. The Institute Committee on which a particular doctor served concluded in 2010 that very few people were vitamin D deficient and noted that randomized trials had found no particular benefit for healthy people to have blood levels above 20 nanograms per milliliter. Well, here at the Hoffman Center, if you're below 40 nanograms per milliliter, we call that, we define that as a deficiency. Medical organizations, too, have repeatedly found that there's no reason to assess vitamin D levels in healthy adults, and recently two rigorous studies failed to find that high doses of the vitamin protect against heart disease or cancer. Hey, but listen, there is enough research showing an association, maybe not causation, but strong observational studies showing associations and correlations. And one distinct researcher is Dr. Michael Hollick, a professor in medicine, physiology, biophysics at Boston University School of Medicine. He's actually a leading proponent of the idea that just about everyone needs a vitamin D supplement. He is right. And you could read more, actually, if you go to the vitamindcouncil.org. That's the vitamindcouncil.org. Dr. John Cannell, MD, does a wonderful job of collecting and curating all of that information at the vitamindcouncil.org. So I invite all of my listeners to go check it out and go get your information. So Dr. Hollick has pointed to many studies over the years that have suggested an association between low vitamin D levels and higher rates of various diseases. Now, again, I'm making the point that while these observational reports don't prove a cause and effect, he and we are persuaded by the fact that many point in the same direction, hinting that low levels of vitamin D are hazardous and that the recommended daily allowance of 600 international units and 800 international units for people who are older than 70 is not enough. And you know what? You can't get vitamin D from diet. There isn't that much unless you're eating shiitake mushrooms that have been ripened in sunlight, unless you're drinking 40 cups of fortified milk, which is ridiculous, or you're eating, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 pounds of salmon a day? Who's doing that? And you would need almost constant exposure to sunlight to reach any kind of level, which is also ridiculous. So, over the years, Dr. Hollick did acknowledge that studies in which people were randomly assigned to take a vitamin D pill or placebo have failed to support claims for the vitamin's benefits. But guess what? Those studies tended to be too small to be definitive, let alone rigorous. So, what's happened? In 2007, Dr. Hollick published a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine asserting that vitamin D levels now considered normal, 21 to 29 nanograms per milliliter of blood, were linked to an increased risk of cancer, autoimmune disease, diabetes, schizophrenia, depression, poor lung capacity, and wheezing. And he's also published books promoting that vitamin D levels in that range were insufficient to promote good health. And in 2011, a committee of the Endocrine Society that was headed by Dr. Michael Hollick came out with a recommendation that vitamin D levels be at least 30 nanograms per milliliter. Still insufficient in my eyes, because we love to see it over 40, as do many integrative and functional medicine practitioners. We love to see levels between 55 and 85 or 90. So really, this is where we think it should be. So, when the Institute of Medicine report proved critical of this vitamin D craze, they started telling healthy patients that there was no reason for them to be tested. But many did not want to hear that advice. Bravo to the patients who did not want to hear that advice. I still have to send many of my clients back to their doctors to test for vitamin D, because it's still worthy of testing, especially at the end of summer and then again at the end of winter, because on both of those results will be different. We're going to tend to have higher vitamin D levels at the end of summer just by access to sunlight and longer days, and lower levels at the end of winter, being cooped up indoors and shorter days. So people are used to having their vitamin D monitored, like cholesterol. They want to know what their number is. And it's really, really a good idea. And now towards the end of this article by Gina Collada, at the end, I'm quoting here, Becky Rosen, 64, a nurse who is director of clinical services at a home health agency in Brunswick, Maine, had a physical exam 4 years ago and was told she needed a vitamin D test. She declined. Her next physical exam was in February with a different doctor. Again, the doctor wanted to test her vitamin D level. I said, I don't think I need it, Ms. Rosen said. The doctor persisted, expecting that Maine is so far north that people may not be exposed to much sunlight. Once again, Ms. Rosen politely but firmly declined. That's unfortunate, Ms. Rosen. Your doctors were right. But she is a special patient. Her husband, Dr. Rosen, helped write the Institute of Medicine report that was critical of vitamin D supplements. I can see other people getting persuaded, Ms. Rosen said. Yeah, well, this article is really misinformation and disinformation. And you know, you really have to wonder about the agenda here, because even reputable scientists, scientific researchers, even coming out of Harvard, have said that these recommendations are indefensible of the science, because there is too much information that says vitamin D is helpful. Now, there are updates in terms of vitamin D and multiple sclerosis. They have found that people who live in the higher latitudes may have more risk for MS. Okay. So the mechanisms of action of vitamin D in multiple sclerosis appear to be immunomodulatory. Okay. Involving the various categories of T cells and B lymphocytes in the general immune system, a neuroprotector for the central nervous system. And furthermore, there were several controlled immunological studies, pardon me, performed in MS patients that have recently confirmed that vitamin D supplementation has multiple beneficial effects. So, this is still important. Using moderate physiological doses, essentially correcting vitamin insufficiency, is still recommended. Why is this science being ignored? I mean, there is so much more to vitamin D. And I'll give you some of the recommendations that we've been... First of all, vitamin D has major biologic functions. And according to this article in the Times by Gina Collada, you know, they're all talking about bone health. But yes, vitamin D helps to maintain normal levels of calcium and phosphorus, and it works in concert with nutrients and hormones to promote bone mineralization. But the latest research And back when I was doing these lectures on vitamin D, we're talking over 5 years ago, that the latest research is to maintain a healthy immune system. This is where vitamin D is most protective, to maintain a healthy immune system, help regulate cell growth and differentiation. And that calcitriol, the hormonally active form of vitamin D, controls, we thought it was over 200 genes 10 years ago, but guess what? Vitamin D controls over 2,000 genes, including genes responsible for the regulation of cellular proliferations, differentiation, apoptosis, that's cell death, and angiogenesis. Angiogenesis is that vascular network that is caused by tumors in an effort to live. They grow their own, they cause angiogenesis so that their tumor is fed. So, there are vitamin D receptors we found present in the colon, in the breast, in the prostate, and as many as 36 organs respond to vitamin D. And that vitamin D deficiency is associated not just with osteoporosis, but with hypertension, heart disease, with periodontal disease. Think about it. Periodontal disease leading to bone loss. Necrosis of the jaw bone, leading to something like having to have a bone graft. Vitamin D deficiency is also associated with diabetes, autoimmune diseases, common cancers, the flu, depression, dementia and Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, chronic fatigue, chronic pain. We're finding, and even Dr. Michael Hollick has asserted, that you know what? When you've got some chronic pain, it may be due to osteomalacia. It's a type of weak bone, right? Weak bone. And that may be attributed to very low vitamin D levels. So that's something worth checking. Pain syndromes are often relieved when vitamin D levels are repleted. We've seen that amongst our own patients. And this is why that vitamin D deficiency may also have to do with fibromyalgia. And even tuberculosis. Think about back in the day, those that were diagnosed with consumption, aka tuberculosis, that they were sent to places like Arizona, very sunny climes where they could be outdoors. Was it because their vitamin D level was increased? Because they were able to be outside? So, this is part of the importance of vitamin D, and I'm offended by this New York Times article, and that we're still being fed a lot of misinformation and disinformation. But I know you who listen to Dr. Hoffman and the Intelligent Medicine podcast, you know better. You are in the know. So, you know, we invite you, those listeners who listen to these podcasts, to share this information with your friends, with your colleagues, with your family members, anyone you know, to spread the truth in science. Because really, this is what we're talking about. We still recommend doctors and other practitioners to continue testing vitamin D levels. And the correct test is 125 hydroxy vitamin D. These are the correct tests. And that we consider a deficiency to be less than 40 nanograms per milliliter. And that the optimal ranges are really above 40, but really optimal would be between 55 and 85 nanograms per milliliter. So keep this in mind. And there is so much more benefit to vitamin D. We have to pay attention to these observational studies, these studies that are showing association. If you wait for randomized control trials, and so much of the methodology is wrong because they're not using enough of a high enough dose of vitamin D to show any kind of benefit. If you wait for randomized control trials that are going to take maybe 5, maybe 10 years, it may be too late. Take a vitamin D supplement. There is no harm in taking at least 2,000 IU of vitamin D a day for most of the year to up your levels, to help with the prevention of so many of our chronic disease, starting with hypertension, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, heart disease, cancer, all of these, which are only going up as time goes on. And yes, there still is a pandemic of low vitamin D, and doctors are absolutely correct in continuing to check for vitamin D levels. So shame on the New York Times for this article. It's misinformation. And I want to thank those of you who listen to the Intelligence Medicine podcasts, and I thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.